Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stable Podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to touch on some of the recent news with Serena Williams. I know with her last match and just all the fallout that's been going on with that. I'm also going to then follow up and touch on Eminem and just the latest publicity rounds he's been making. And I also kind of touch upon Joe Budden. I know he just had his show, State of the Culture, just debut on Revolt, and just see how that, touch on how that ties in together. But I'm going to start first with Serena. I didn't get a chance to watch the match. From what I saw in the highlights overall, in the reception, it just seems like from people I've talked to who had a chance to watch the match live, is that the girl played pretty well. The girl was playing pretty well. It's just there were some things that was happening in the match that were very unusual. And, you know, Serena was accused of cheating by that judge. And apparently he does have a history of kind of making infractions known to some of the players he's done that with some of the male athletes. And I know overall it got kind of turned into a gender issue because some of the comments that Serena was making. But in all fairness to her, it's unfortunate because he took a full point away, which I don't think has ever been done in a match. I know you can lose like a set, you know, where they kind of drop you, you know, from 30 to 15 or from 40 to 30. You never have lost a full point. And that's what happened. And it's unfortunate too, because with her tennis coach kind of like co-signing that he was coaching her, even though she said she didn't pick up on that. She wasn't paying him any attention in regards to giving her coaching tips. But, you know, one of the worst things is that over the past 3 to 4 weeks, really, the tennis world is making it really clear that they're not fond of Serena Williams. They're not fond of her sister, Venus, or just her family in general. And it all stems back to Richard. They've never put their arms around her, no matter how successful she is. She's easily the greatest tennis player of all time. If you just look at her Grand Slams and then her longevity, you've never seen a tennis player play at this level, this late in their career, this well. She won a Grand Slam being pregnant. And then has a baby, and a year later, she's in the U.S. Open final. Like, that's not supposed to happen. But it's happened for Serena. And you can make the argument, and I know they were talking about it earlier on ESPN. She's arguably the greatest athlete to ever play. She's in the same discussion as Ali. You could bring up Jordan, you could bring up LeBron, you could bring up some of those type players. When you start talking about just a greatest athlete overall, she's in that category. Now, what's always hurt tennis is that it's always had a country club vibe to it, similar to golf, because it's a more expensive sport to play. Yeah, some people have just kind of viewed it as hobbies, as opposed to something you could really make a great living at. You take seriously. Now, I definitely take tennis more seriously than golf because it's more physicality. It has more, you know, endurance. It's more of, you know, a physical strain to play. It's more challenging. Golf, if you could play it in your 60s and 70s, I mean, I don't recognize it. Even when Tiger Woods was at his height. If you think that Tiger Woods is a better athlete than Serena Williams, you're crazy. There's no way. They're not even close. We get excited now when he's now in the final 3, 4, or 5 and making a run towards 17th in the final round. He hasn't won a major since 2008. But when he's close, ratings build. And the golf world wraps their arms around him. They want him to do well. The Masters in the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA, Players Championship, if he were to win one of those or in a position to win one of those, they would eat all that up because he is a huge ratings driver for their sport. When it comes to Serena, tennis doesn't do that. A lot of the growth of tennis, especially in minority communities, tennis hasn't really done much of anything in that department. Serena has to leverage a lot of deals, her and Venus do, to help inner city communities to recruit younger girls of color to even play the sport. So, you know, she's just in an unfortunate position where Unfortunately, you know, the people that are surrounding her in the sport she plays don't have a vested interest to see her succeed. Me personally, I would have liked for her, once that accusation got made, you know, I think the part where she says that, hey, you know, I would rather lose than cheat to win. That was something of a great statement. But if she just walked up on him and said, like, hey, I've won 20 plus of these, like, I don't need anyone to help me win these matches. If she says that and just walks off, then that kind of just then changes the tone. But when it kind of escalated and it became more of a discussion point, people are now going back and forth. Unfortunately, it got out of, you know, just it became more of a sideshow in a way of like, you knew they were going to turn into like a Serena blow up. And they're not going to recognize the girl, which is unfortunate for her because it's her first major win. And it's going to be held in this much of a controversy. But tennis clearly doesn't care, just like they didn't care when they outlawed a cat suit that identically was worn by someone else. It was just all white, but it was okay. So they keep putting their foot in their mouths a lot of times, these establishments. And then they wonder why so many people don't really follow them, or sometimes just continue to kind of like not want to participate in patronizing their product. It's because of stuff like this. It's because of stuff like this. So, you know, if you're Serena, especially moving forward, because you got a couple other majors that you're going to probably be upcoming looking to do, it's going to be a real test for her. And I know she's going to be really motivated to want to get this next win, because it's just been happening to her, you know, continuously over these past 15, 20 years, that this sport, they just really outright don't like her. And that's true. And you can, even if you want to say, hey, she was wrong in making the accusation towards him, it's so much of a mountain of evidence against this tennis community that is against her. It's unparalleled in terms of what she goes through in this sport to be the kind of player she is. They literally hyped Maria Sharapova off one victory over Serena, and then has not lost to Maria Sharapova since then. Talking well over a decade that happened. And Maria Sharapova had more endorsement money. She was more of a visible face. She got suspended for, you know, performance enhancers. And I know Serena's always subject to, you know, additional testing because, you know, they critique her on her body and her muscle and all that type of stuff. They've literally created new rules on Serena. So, and that's even more crazy, too, is the fact that, you know, Serena, when you compare her to even Sharapova, it's not even close, but they still kind of will bring up that one victory, that one win she got. And it's so long ago that if I'm like, you know, Serena, it's like, that's like a blip on the radar. So I won't even pay that too much attention moving forward. But I'm looking forward to seeing her, you know, come out of this situation ahead. But those are just some of the thoughts I had on Serena. I'm going to transition into Eminem and how this kind of ties in. I know he has a recent interview with Sway. I just watched the State of the Culture. It's a new show with Joe Budden, Remy Ma, Jinx, and Scotty Beam on hosting. And what I want to touch on is Eminem, you know, obviously on the song The Ringers, calling out a lot of people. And interesting enough, I know he kind of has a thing now against Joe Budden, which I know I've touched on this on previous pods. It is kind of fascinating that if you're Eminem and you're bringing up this guy more now than you did when you had him on your label, then it would be like, well, why did you sign him on your label? Why would you co-sign these guys? And then you never mentioned them in raps before with Slaughterhouse. And now you're on a publicity tour for Kamikaze, which I've heard some of the songs off the album. It's good. I just, you know, and I've gotten to the point with Eminem where he's so hit and miss, I don't feel a rush to listen to his music. I just don't. Like, he just has had too long of a period of time for me to be like, you know what, I'm gonna section off this time period and listen to his album. He's no longer in that space for me. And I know off this recent record, you know, some people have talked about, because I heard some of the songs where he's kind of like bringing up his stats and stuff like that. if of all the genres of music where you bringing up how many records you sell really doesn't matter to me, it's always been rap and hip hop. Because selling records has nothing to do with skill at all. I've been hearing that, especially since being a kid, you know, in the early 90s of kind of like the pinnacle of rap, where lyrics were, you had to be lyrical. You know, it's hearing someone say like, hey, I sold this many records doesn't really do anything for me. Eminem is the best-selling rapper, I believe, of all time. No one says he's better than Tupac. No one will ever say he's better than Biggie. No one's ever going to say he's better than Jay-Z or Nas. And then I can go on a long list in which he's done in some songs where people are not going to bring him up like that. Like, now, his lyrical skill says he belongs there, which it does. But a lot of the stuff he'd be talking about, you know, like, he don't really be saying a whole lot of stuff. So it's like, for me, it's just when I hear people get so hyped up off him, I'm like, I definitely respect his career. And you could tell that once Dr. Dre decided to focus on beats, it's like that's when Eminem's career standpoint, in terms of having a steady hand to guide him through his recording process, that's why you've seen him have so many hit and miss projects. That's why you've seen him have it. Kendrick doesn't have to really worry about that because Kendrick's team is what it is. All Dre can do is just give him an assist. Dre doesn't have like his handprints all over the success of Kendrick. Dre can say that has a lot more to say with, say, 50 Cent. That's why 50 Cent, once that kind of happened, he left Interscope. He got his money that he was due, and he left. But Eminem kind of has been on this kind of track now for a while where, you know, people now get a hype off of, the album's real good. I'm like, he's one of the greatest MCs of all time. Like, if anything, this should just be stuff where you add to his legacy. That's all these albums should be. Like, Nas's album just adds to his legacy. It doesn't hurt it or enhance it at all. It's just another form of, it's another part of the body of work that he's already put together. That's all. It's just more layers to it. You know, that's the stage that Eminem is at. And for us to have now, like, gotten to the point where he's now acknowledged in this decade, three albums not being good, to where he follows it up with another record, is like, okay. You know, if that's your selling point. But I do think it was interesting that Remy Ma kind of went at Joe on the show about him responding to him lyrically. And when I heard the line that he dropped on Joe, I kind of see where Joe's coming from. It's like, he really didn't say much other than saying his name and to make him want to go in a booth and rap something. If it was a Jay-Z takeover type depiction where, like, he's really giving, like, legitimate time to addressing Joe Budden, then I think it's a legitimate argument for, like, hey, Joe, man, like, he's really, like, hitting you with facts on you. That's what forced Nas to have to come out against Jay-Z, because Jay-Z was hitting him with facts, detail facts, and he didn't need a whole song to do it either. People forget that. Jay-Z literally hit him on one part of that song. You know, it's kind of interesting to see, like, him making the rounds. I'm definitely going to look to watch the part one of the Sway interview with Eminem. And hey, you know, I still like him. I still think he's a great, you know, MC. It's just some of his material has just been really up and down lately, so I've never really felt motivated now to re-listen this record, but I am listening to some of the songs on the radio, and some of them I do like for sure. But those are some of the thoughts that I had on those subjects. I want to thank you guys for listening to the pod. I want to thank D for all the hard work that he's been doing in terms of just producing, editing the shows. Looking forward to doing more shows in the future. We got a lot more coming on the way. And so definitely stay with us for the weeks ahead. Definitely like, share, and follow this pod. And definitely support us. Become a patron. Again, my name is Jonathan Steele. I'm the host of Could You Be More Specific, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke podcast. And I look forward to talking to you guys real soon.